So here is, let's play devil's advocate.
Okay.
So the one of the problems with money is minus irresponsible money printing,
yeah,
which is rampant. So yeah. I get why people don't think of it this way. But money is a zero-sum game. If you don't print more, so let's talk about Bitcoin for a second. Bitcoin is a zero-sum game. Not in a bad way. I want people to understand. That's what makes it good.
Yeah.
It's called hard money. We're going to derail. Anyway, when there's a finite amount of something, somebody really can win it all. And now you're in a hard spot. So people see, because they don't understand net worth versus money in your bank, which is the big fucking problem. No matter how many times I say it, people still don't get it.
Yep.
But they think, oh, wait, there's only whatever $2 trillion that exists. It's not true at all. But whatever, they have a number in their head.
Yep.
And they're like, Elon Musk has 160 billion. Like, where's the rest of it? And they think somebody else is poor because he has that money, because they don't understand how economics work. Now look, neither do I. Economics is insanely complicated, but I understand it well enough to know that's not accurate. But yeah, people do not understand money, and it creates all kinds of weird beliefs. Those weird beliefs keep them poor.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, I think you need to understand at a base level the difference between money and wealth. And so, you know, for instance, you can create, there's zero sum games would be like hedge fund trading or stock market trading. I categorically am going to sell a stock because I think it's going down, and I hope it does, because otherwise I'll be kind of pissed if I sold it at that level, right? And in order for me to win, somebody else has to lose because you had to buy it at a point where it's going down, right? Zero sum game, stocks. That's, I think, what people think of when they think of money. When I think about wealth though, I think about, I have a house, and the house is a shack. It's just almost a teardown, but I work to rebuild that house, and the house that I rebuild then becomes worth more than it was before. Was anybody harmed, or was any cash taken away from anybody in the creation of that house? Absolutely not. That's the difference between wealth and money. And so I think people get confused with money, like, in order for my business to sell more, I have to take money away from Tom's business. That's what they think about. But they don't realize there's this whole bucket over here that is just, no, there's entropy that happens continuously in the world around us. And wealth is just the manipulation of entropy to be creation instead, or betterment instead. It's probably a better word there. But at least that's how I think about it.
Mm. Yeah, I think thinking about it as a zero-sum game is a wrong way to think about it. You want to be thinking about, I've created something of value that people would, they want that thing more than they want their money.
Yeah.
And some people are just better at bringing that kind of value to people. So Jeff Bezos is such a great example, and I'm so sad that people think negatively of him.
Yeah.
Like, he gave us the era where you can want something and like 8 hours later it's have wild. It. Like, it's bananas. And so I am so grateful for that. And because I'm old enough to realize that's like a modern miracle, did not used to be that way. You 100%. Used to have to wait 6 weeks. 6 weeks. That's not me being hyperbolic. If you wanted to get something in the mail, and the fact that they can get it to you the same day in some cases is truly a modern miracle. It's unbelievable. He's driven the cost of goods down. He's negotiated on our behalf. I've been a product maker and seller who's hated him for how they negotiate with people that create products. But as a consumer, it's awesome. So yeah, I don't, I grew up in the 80s. So for me, it was like, you wanted to strive to be more and to make money and to get rich. And so I used to tell anybody who would listen when I was a kid, I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be rich.
Interesting.
Now, I had no idea what it was going to take, but because I believed it was possible, I just kept running forward, oftentimes falling on my face, but I just kept running forward. It's one of those, like, it's very cheesy, and I don't believe in manifesting at all, but if you believe you can, you will act in accordance with that.
Yeah,
if you believe you can't, you will act in accordance with that. So it's not, you're not convincing the universe to give you something. You're just doing the thing you needed to do to actually make that come true, which, spoiler alert, is going and acquiring skills.
That's so true. Yeah, Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach said something cool that I really liked. I realized that if you're the type of person that feels you need motivation, you need inspiration, you can't get through your day, like, hearing all the tactical stuff is really difficult for you to then get motivated to do the right thing. Dan Sullivan has this incredible framework that was so simple for me that I really liked at a time when I didn't want to work that hard. And it was, basically, he said something like, every single day, I want you at the end of the day to write down your three wins. three wins at all that you had from the day. And then I want you to write down three wins that you will have tomorrow. And not like a big, the type of win you and I would write, like I'm going to close $1 million tomorrow, but like an achievable win that you know you are probably going to hit tomorrow. And then I want you to do that every single day for 30 days. And what I thought was interesting about that is because we are so often in the, you know, the gap of like, I haven't achieved this, I haven't done this, this other person is doing this, I'm not good enough. That immediately puts you in what he calls the gain, which is, no, here are these three things that I already did. I'm already a winner. Because sometimes you need proof that you are on the right path forward. And I find this with working out, for instance. I'm so business motivated that I just will work nonstop. And for me to want to get to like the six pack level of working out is hard, actually. I'll always stay healthy and fit,